Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship as we consider the value of being faithful and trustworthy, a good steward.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. I could not pray. Still, my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me. I see.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for everything that you have placed into our hands, our lives, spiritual and physical, our very heartbeats and each breath, our strength, our knowledge, and every ability we have. Help us to recognize how temporary all things are around us, and to be good stewards of what we have. Please, Lord, give us wisdom to know what to do with what you've blessed us with, and strength to do it, and your peace, knowing that we have done our best and can trust you for the rest.
Pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
promised land.
When the walls of Jericho caved in, shepherd boy became a king.
You are listening to A Call to Worship as we focus on being good stewards.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning. Thy own
As His faithfulness is great, our faithfulness to Him as good stewards is important. Thank you for listening to this call to worship. We're looking at the responsibility and privilege that Christians have to be good stewards of all that God has entrusted into our hands, whether that be an ability, talent, finances, worldly possessions, as well as all that we have. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milliken Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us.
Glorify, God of our lives, be glorified.
This is your call to worship.
Jesus, keep me from all.
Having a closer walk with our Lord is really the only way that we can be a good steward. Truth is, we cannot be a good steward without the strength that comes from being dedicated, committed, consecrated to the Lord. When we are, then we will be a good and faithful steward. These words from 1 Corinthians 4, from Paul to the church at Corinth, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. New Living Translation says it this way, now, a person who's put in charge as a manager must be faithful. We should be faithful, a good steward that is trustworthy and faithful as God is faithful. A steward obeys the commands and instructions of the master, Genesis 44, and he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And they obeyed. Luke 12:42, and the Lord replied, a faithful, sensible servant, wise steward, is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. Rewards for being a good and faithful steward. Luke 16, Jesus told this story to his disciples. There was a certain rich man who had a manager, also referred to as a steward, handling his affairs. One day, a report came that the manager was wasting his employer's money. So the employer called him in and said, what's this I hear about you? Get your report in order, because you are going to be fired. The manager thought to himself, now what? My boss has fired me. I don't have the strength to dig ditches, and I'm too proud to beg. Ah, I know how to ensnare that. I'll ensure that I'll have plenty of friends who will give me a home when I'm fired. So he invited each person who owed money to his employer to come and discuss the situation. He asked the first one, how much do you owe him? The man replied, I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil. So the manager told him, take the bill and quickly change it to 400 gallons. And how much do you owe my employer? He asked the next man. I owe him 1,000 bushels of wheat, was the reply. Here, the manager said, take the bill and change this to 800 bushels. The rich man had to admire the dishonest rascal for being so shrewd. And it is true that the children of this world are more shrewd in dealing with the world around them than are the children of light. Here's the lesson. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. Then, when your earthly possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home. And here's really the point. If you are faithful, and this is Jesus talking, if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you're dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you're not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own? Another passage that includes the idea of stewardship and responsibility with what we've been given is when Christ described the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 25. The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man who's going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I've earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount, so I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Well, then, the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver." And here's the point in this story. To those who use well what they are given, good stewards, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Those with positions of authority and responsibility in the Christian community are stewards that are held to a little bit higher standard. Paul, writing to Titus, his son in the faith from chapter 1, "An elder must live a blameless life. He must be faithful to his wife, and his children must be believers who don't have a reputation for being wild or rebellious. An elder is a manager, a steward of God's household, so he must live a blameless life. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered. He must not be a heavy drinker, violent, or dishonest with money." Folks, we are all blessed by God with many gifts, some spiritual, some financial gifts, some physical, and some not so obvious. We are to be responsible for what we have. May God help us to be good and faithful stewards of His grace.
I wait for you here, resting in the light.
Our call to worship today has focused on being wise stewards. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, of course, at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible contribution there on the website. You can listen to programs there as well and find other valuable information. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.